The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, dear fellow travelers on this beautiful, wholesome path. It's good to see you. Good to practice with you. So I need to begin by making a correction that the Chinese character combining look and see is not the one given for translating Nirodha, cessation, but rather samadhi, deep concentration, bringing the mind and the body and all of us individually, all the parts of us together. So it's a beautiful quality of samadhi that nothing needs to be left out. Even the parts of us who are still somewhat unskillful from time to time. Now we'll begin by formulating our deepest intention, why we are here to meditate. And it's advantageous if your intention includes a dimension of altruism. It's not only for you, but it's for everyone, all beings, and how we might contribute to the well-being of everyone on this planet. Setting your intention sets the stage for your effort. So now assume a meditation posture from which you feel you could practice letting go, relinquishing. Letting go of tensions in the body, but also letting go of unwholesome mind states, like being tempted to jump on thought trains. So, for me, what I need in my posture for that is to know that I'm upright, that my three centers of gravity are well balanced, belly, the heart, and the head. And then I like the image of sending roots deep down into the earth, from where I have the sensation of contact with whatever is supporting me, whether it's the floor, a chair, a cushion, a bed. That's where we send down our roots. And then another invitation for our meditation today is to throughout the whole half hour of practice to endeavor to maintain a flavor of kindness. First of all, being kind to ourselves. Being kind to whatever arises in the mind. Being kind to our foibles or imperfections. Just recognizing them without any judgment at all. Oh, this is how it is. That's wholesome recognition. So now we'll do a brief body scan from the soles of the feet up to the crown of the head. And as we do, wherever we place our awareness, we see if there might be something there to let go of. And if it's not possible to release attention, then we settle for just softening around whatever feels contracted. Gently coming up the legs. Now, placing our awareness in the belly. If we're sitting, that's our center of gravity. And if we're on a cushion, it might be like a tripod with the knees and the bottom of the spine. If we're sitting in a chair, it might be under the thighs. And steadying ourselves as a way of inviting the mind to maybe slow down a little bit, maybe take a break from the distraction of thinking. And then continuing our scan up through the heart center. And showering ourselves with loving kindness. It's really okay to be just who we are. Up through the shoulders, down through the arms and the hands. And then placing our awareness in the head area. Are there any parts of the face that you would like to soften a little bit? And taking the ritual long, slow, deep breath in and out. Making contact with the experience of breathing. And now we'll do a practice of reflection based on the awakening factor of investigation. So if this is okay with you, you're invited to ask yourself, what in you would benefit from letting go? What would you enjoy letting go of in your mind? And if you can take a brief vacation from whatever stands in your way of quieting the mind, please celebrate that. It's wonderful. It doesn't have to last. Just a taste of a quiet mind is beautiful. I imagine most of you have already closed your eyes, but in case you haven't, that can be beneficial. So staying with the cycle of the breath, and in the background, keeping the flavor of kindness, and also the factor of investigation of what would it take you to let go of keeping the mind so busy. We'll keep practicing like this. And if a door should open for you, towards the beauty of tranquility, feel free to step through it. Perhaps you've gotten a glimpse of what the obstacles are that you need to clear in order to advance on your chosen path. In that case, the invitation is to evoke the awakening factor of effort. Wholesome effort. What do you need to let go of to purify your effort as you meditate? If the problem seems to be the wandering mind, might it be helpful to make a vow to just keep coming back? particle physics has demonstrated that most of this human body is in fact emptiness. So now the invitation is to visualize that emptiness inside and radiate your emptiness, which is infused with kindness in all directions, above and below, in front and back, to the right, to the left. Just spend a few moments radiating, purifying yourself and all beings in the whole universe with emptiness infused with kindness. And now we come to the end of this sitting and we radiate our well-wishing to all beings everywhere, including ourselves. May we and all beings be held in kindness. And may we all be free. Thank you.